From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit, Brexit, and more Brexit. Britain's crisis deepened Monday as British and EU officials scrambled to deal with the shock of British voters' decision to leave the European Union, plunging the country into what some describe as its worst disarray since World War II. Hoping to head off further turbulence at the opening of the markets on Monday, British Finance Minister George Osborne made an early morning statement saying the British economy is fundamentally strong and Britain remains open for business.
People need to know the fundamentals are strong. We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned because we had in place detailed contingency plans. There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
Now, Japanese stocks rose today, but some other Asian markets declined. Crude prices fell further and U.S. shares appeared headed for a lower opening. British pound futures fell versus the dollar and Middle East stocks declined on Sunday. On Wall Street, futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index were down 0.5%. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to London and Brussels today, the first American official to do so since the big vote. Friday, President Obama said the U.K. and EU will remain indispensable partners of the United States. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. The Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast. This is VOA News. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least five people in an eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 people were wounded. There's no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly attack. Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. The battle for Fallujah was backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, James Jeffrey, tells VOA the mission in Fallujah is the best example of the way to defeat IS.
We can take down ISIS quickly if we combine elite ground forces, Iraqi, and I would prefer more U.S., with vigorous and aggressive use of American air power and other support. That's what we saw in this battle.
Ambassador Jeffrey says the next step is to doing away with ISIS is to retake the city of Mosul. A second election in Spain 6 months did little to clarify the political landscape, with acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's People's Party emerging with the biggest block of seats, 137. That's still far short of the 176 needed for a majority. It must now try to form a governing coalition. Atlantic Council analysts Carles Castillo says the reason new elections were called was the parties failed to form a working coalition.
We're seeing that we have these emerging new parties, both on the liberal side and the far left, who made big gains in the parliament. I think we confronted a situation that we were not used to, which was having to negotiate a coalition government. That's where new elections were needed. No one was able to come together and negotiate like a coalition agreement.
This recent balloting follows December's vote, which was similar in outcome. American pro basketball great Shaquille O'Neal is putting on a basketball clinic in Havana, Cuba. As for local youngsters, becoming the latest emissary for U.S. to outreach to the people of Cuba.
Just want to come over and extend our friendly hand and, you know, just start to smoothing things out. You know, I think it was great for the president to, you know, reopen the door and, you know, regain a better relationship with this beautiful island.
Mr. O'Neal is a 2016 Hall of Fame inductee and a four-time NBA champion. It is not among the most high-profile cases the U.S. Supreme Court is deciding this term, but a decision Monday involves one that does touch on a prominent issue on the minds of Americans: when it is okay to restrict the right to own a gun. Now, the case is Voisin versus United States and combines the cases of Stephen Voisin and William Armstrong, who were each found guilty of misdemeanor domestic assaults in the state of Maine. A federal law makes it illegal for anyone with that type of conviction from possessing a gun. And the men presented two arguments to the Supreme Court. For more on this, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.